Well, Budget 2023 is only a matter of weeks away. At the end of September, the government will unveil a multi-billion euro plan of tax cuts and increased spending, which will attempt to alleviate some of the pressure on taxpayers dealing with inflation and the spike in the cost of living. The Department of Finance has published some policy options on tax strategy, but will the coalition bite on any of them? Later in the programme, we'll speak to Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, but to discuss the choices facing the government, we're now joined by the Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall. Good morning, Roisin Shortall.
Good morning, Paul.
If we can start with social welfare, under these departmental proposals, rates could rise by as much as 15 euro a week in some cases, three times the increase in the last budget. Is that something that you would welcome?
Well, there's no doubt there needs to be a very big social welfare package in the budget, because people who are dependent on social welfare payments have very much fallen behind over recent years. There was 5 euro provided last year in the budget, but, you know, for the previous two budgets, there was no increase at all. And while that 5 euro didn't go terribly far last October in the budget, of course, there's been a huge increase in the cost of living since then. So this figure of 15 euro a week has been suggested in the documents that came out yesterday.
Do you back them? Or would you go further?
I think it's important that we have a benchmark for social protection. The Vincent de Paul, for example, just last week estimated that people would need an increase of 20 euro a week to keep pace with inflation. And rather than, you know, somebody plucking a number or figure out of the sky, we should be benchmarking all of those payments so that they either are linked to to wages or are linked to inflation. So it's important that we do that. And the Vincentian Partnership have done a lot of work on this in estimating how much it costs to live life with any kind of dignity if you're dependent on social welfare. So, you know, pensioners, people dependent on disability payments, all kinds of different welfare payments, that it should be possible to survive with dignity. And we need to, you know, benchmark those rates in order to do that.
Okay, well, moving on to the question of tax, the Tax Strategy Group notes that the recovery in the economy this year relates to income taxes increasing by 2.8 billion euro or 10% this year, on top of a 17.6% increase last year. On the principle, is that not a compelling reason for tax cuts given the spike in the cost of living?
Well, first of all, the kind of tax package that the documents yesterday looked at would provide relief to middle-income earners.
And just on the principle first, rather, we'll get into the detail of the specifics, but just on the principle, does the Social Democrats back tax cuts?
Not to the extent that is suggested, because we don't believe that that's the best way to go about spending public money. All of the advice to government over recent months has been to target supports. And, you know, the ESRI, for example, the Fiscal Advisory Council have all been very clear on that, that you don't do this scattergun approach. You target supports that are there for low and middle income
but
earners.
But maybe some. You didn't completely rule it out, Roisin Shortall. So could some tax cuts come?
What I'm saying is that there is a case for index linking the tax credits, which would help people across the board and ensure that those who have wage increases aren't paying more tax as a result of that. There is a case for doing that,
okay.
But you have to balance that with a clawback at the other end, at the top end. Because, for example, if you take the proposal that the Taoiseach is talking about, the 30% new tax rate, what that would do, it would provide relief to people earning from 36,800 upwards, and there's as I say, there's a case for those middle earners to get additional tax cuts. But the problem is that those tax cuts would apply to everybody earning over 36,800. So, for example, you know, people earning 200,000, like the Taoiseach is, would get the same relief. You know, chief executives of our big companies would get that same relief that middle income earners get. Our many millionaires would get that same relief, and that's a very, very expensive way of going about reforming the tax system.
But these department documents also suggest that when it comes to the entry point to the higher rate of taxation in Ireland, that it's low by international standards. So from the Social Democrats' point of view, do you believe that it should be changed? You mentioned index linking, but could there also be changes within the bands and intermediate tax rate?
Yes, I think there is potential for that. But as I say, there has to be clawback at the other end. And I am concerned about the kind of anti-tax and anti-public service sentiment that we're hearing from the Taoiseach. It's very similar to the kind of anti-tax rhetoric that we're hearing in the Conservative Party leadership contest at the moment. Because taxation is very important. None of us like paying it, but it's very important because it's the tax receipts that pay for our public services. And, you know, whether people are on low incomes or on middle incomes, that very important social contract should exist.
But isn't it just a political choice? I mean, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and he's spoken about this on many occasions, talks about what the government wants to try and do is ensure that hard-earned money made by taxpayers goes back into their pockets. And that's a political argument he advances while saying at the same time, through measures on social protection, they will protect the weakest in society at the same time.
Well, that's fine. But what about people then who are earning below 36,800? The proposals yesterday do nothing for people who are low earners. And, you know, we have a situation where about 20% of our workers are on low pay. And they're people who are working very hard. They get up very early in the morning. They're trying to keep, you know, food on the table for their families. And the kind of proposals that we heard yesterday would do nothing for people on low incomes at all. And it would be ridiculous to have a situation where, you know, somebody earning €500,000 is getting tax relief of, say, €500 a year, and somebody earning below 36,000 gets no relief at all. There is a point, Paul. Overall, we need to ensure that we don't erode the tax base, because ensuring that we have good quality public services and access, you know, free access to healthcare, for example, that our education service is genuinely free, that childcare is subsidised, that retrofitting is affordable, all of those things are much more valuable to people rather than an extra €10 back in tax cuts. So it's important that we operate that social contract so that we have the kind of society that works well, that we have good quality public services. And whether people are on low pay or on middle incomes, they have to be able to depend on public services. And that's the best way of cutting the cost of living for everyone.
Social Democrats co-leader Roisin Shortall, thanks so much for joining us.